then Jesus said, be quiet, don't tell anyone.
就是因为常常就是你在仔细研读圣经，你会发现，在这一章之前呢，耶稣会行一些大的神迹，人们看到这个神迹的时候呢，就说哇，这个你是基督，那耶稣就会说，不要讲，你要安静。
For example, in Mark chapter 8, Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say I am?"
那就像比如说在马可福音第八章，耶稣问彼得说，你说我是谁？
Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Messiah."
那彼得就说，你是主，是基督。
And then Jesus warns them not to tell anyone else.
但耶稣就警告他说，不要告诉别人。
This seems so strange. I would think Jesus would want Peter to tell the whole world we have found the Messiah.
那就是觉得很奇怪啊，因为按理说，我会认为他会让彼得告诉全世界说我是基督。
But Jesus was waiting for the right time and the right place to reveal who he really is.
然而呢，耶稣在等待正确的时间和正确的地点，来让全世界都知道他真正是谁。
And that right time and that right place finally came on Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago.
所以在2000多年前，终于在正确的时间地点，就有了这个棕榈主日。
When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, he didn't declare it himself with his words, but by his actions, he was proclaiming to the world that he was the Messiah sent by God.
而就在2000多年前的这个棕榈主日，耶稣他不是用语言，而是用他的行为向全世界宣告他是基督。
You know, sometimes our actions speak louder than our words.
因为有的时候，常常我们的行动，比我们的语言这个发出的声音更大。
And scholars notice in so many different quiet and unspoken ways, Jesus, by riding on this donkey, proclaimed to the world that he was the Messiah sent by God.
很多学者在研究圣经的时候就发现说，这个耶稣用他很安静的骑在驴驹上这个行为，向全世界来宣告他是弥赛亚，他是基督。
Because the Jews and the people of Jerusalem knew there was a famous prophecy in the Old Testament of the Messiah who would come to Jerusalem riding on a donkey.
因为当时的很多犹太人和学者都知道，就是弥赛亚，就是在旧约中有清楚的记载，弥赛亚会骑着驴驹子进入耶路撒冷城。
The Bible says during this time, this was one of the greatest feasts of all the Jewish feasts, Passover, in the Jewish year.
而且呢，这个旧约中也记载是在这个他们的迁禧年，他们的禧年是在过逾越节的时候，弥赛亚会来，而且是一个胜利的，所有的人都会要来庆祝的。
According to scholars, Jerusalem was about normally 30,000 people, but at Passover feast, people traveled from all over the land for this pilgrimage, increased the population to perhaps 180,000 in Jerusalem.
就是本来呢，这个耶路撒冷城的常住居民只有3万人。 但是因为是逾越节，很多犹太人都会要长途跋涉来到耶路撒冷城来庆祝逾越节，所以这个暂时呢，他的人口就会超过10几万。Now
during this Jewish Passover feast, they were supposed to walk. In other words, normally a Jewish religious person would walk into Jerusalem.
那就是传统上来说，就是如果在犹太人中，他比较虔诚的人呢，那他就会徒步从他不管在哪里定居的，他会徒步之前就走到 这个耶路撒冷城去庆祝逾越节。
But Jesus purposely did not walk, and he purposely made an arrangement to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey.
所以耶稣就做好了预备，不像传统上的这个犹太人是走去这个耶路撒冷城，而是提前就做好预备，骑着驴驹子进入了耶路撒冷城。
So without using his words, but using his actions, he was proclaiming in this tremendous Passover feast to all the world that he, the Messiah, had come in fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9, that prophecy in the Old Testament.
所以呢，耶稣基督不是用他的语言，而是用他的行动，在这个棕榈主日向全世界宣称，用他的行动来宣称他是弥赛亚，他是基督，这个就应验了旧约撒加利亚书九章九节中对弥赛亚的纪念记录。
When you look at the reaction of the people, it's clear that the people interpreted Jesus' coming as the coming of the Messiah.
而且你从人们当时的反应，你也可以看到，人们也看懂了，就把耶稣基督作为弥赛亚和先知来迎接进入耶路撒冷城。
In Mark chapter 11 verse 10, the people are shouting, verse 9 and 10, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, verse 10, blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David.The kingdom of our father David. This is language about that's messianic language.
所以呢，在这个马可福音马可福音十一章九到十节中呢，人们也来承认耶稣基督是弥赛亚啊。这样是记录的是说，那将要来的我祖大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上何塞纳。那这个就是。很明显的就是这个来迎接弥赛亚的语言。
In the parallel account in Matthew chapter 21, the people say, Hosanna to the Son of David. Son of David is a phrase that means Messiah.
所以很相似的，在马太福音二十一章中，人们是说，何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。这个大卫的子孙，这个犹太人也是知道的。这个词就是，也是弥赛亚的代言词。
So the first thing we learn about the triumphal entry, about who Jesus is that Jesus is the Messiah sent by God.
所以我们学认识到耶稣的第一点，就是说耶稣是被神差来的弥赛亚、救主、先知。
Jesus was not just a good person, he was sent by God.
所以耶稣不仅仅只是个好人，他是神派来的。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd.
那也在约翰福音中，耶稣自己认为自己是好牧人，他说我是好牧人。
And he says, andMy sheep know me. I am the good shepherd, and my sheep know me.
那他说我是好牧人，我的羊也认识我。
He continues, My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
而且他接着说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
So Jesus was not just a good person; he was sent by God for you, His sheep.
所以耶稣他不仅是个好人，而且他是被神派来的，是为你我派来的，因为我们都是羊。
He was not just the Messiah of the Jews; he was sent by God for you, the Gentiles also.
他不仅只是犹太人的弥赛亚，而是说他是父派来的，也是我们这些外邦人的好牧人。
Later on in the same chapter, Jesus, there's another story where Jesus cleans the temple or cleanses the temple.
那这个接着在后来呢，就有 另一个故事的记载，就是耶稣清理圣殿。
And he recites the scripture, and he says, "My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations."
因为他说，我的殿要成为万国祷告的殿。
So Jesus was not just a good person; he was sent by God for you, His sheep.
所以耶稣基督不仅只是个好人，他是神为你派来的好牧人。
As we begin Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday, the voice of the Shepherd is going out into the world, calling you His sheep to come home.
所以就是当这个棕榈主日开始的时候，这个圣周开始的时候，在棕榈主日，这个好牧人就向全世界来呼召，来叫向我们讲话。让我们这些走失的羊可以回到他的身边，回到神的家。
There are many testimonies of how people started reading the gospel stories and feel some kind of voice reaching out to them. Come home, I was sent by God for you.
有很多这样的故事，就是当人们读圣经的时候，就听到了声音说，回来吧，我是到世上来让你回家的，回家吧，回家吧。
They begin to read the stories of Jesus, and they have the sense that Jesus was sent by God, looking for me, calling me.
那他们读圣经的时候，看到这个耶稣基督的故事，就看到耶稣是被神差来的，就是来寻找我回家的。
There's a story I read in a book by Pastor Tim Keller.
我读了一本书，是一个牧师叫 Tim Keller 的人写的。
And he tells a story of a man who was French, and he was a graduate in philosophy from the university.
那他这个故事中讲了一个法国人，那他是一学哲学。毕业的一个大学生。
He read the testimony of this Frenchman in the book that the Frenchman wrote. It's called The Book That Understands Me.
那他读了这个学哲学的人写的一本书，这本书就叫我读了一本书，这本书理解我。
In this book, the author writes about graduating from university and then having to fight in World War I.
那这本书的这个主人公呢，写到的事情就是说，他大学毕业以后就要在这个第一次世界大战中去打仗。
He went through horrible experiences where his friends got killed and he himself was shot and wounded in the hospital.
那这个人他经历了很可怕的事情，在战争中。他失去了他的朋友，然后他也受伤，就住院了。
When he was healed and he got out of the hospital and the war was over, he decided to read in philosophy and literature because he wanted to find a book that understand him and his experience.
那然后他就出院了以后呢，战争结束了。他就想重新学习哲学和文学，他希望能够找到一本书能够真正理解他以及理解他身上所发生的事情。
So, being an intellectual person, he read a lot of books here, a lot of books here, and then when he found something good, he would copy it in a notebook, and this would be his book.
因为他是一个很就是有智商很高的人，那他读了非常多的书。然后他读了书以后，他觉得如果这本书不错的话呢，他就会在这个就拿出他的笔记本来做一些记录。
When he finally finished one day, he sat under a tree and he started reading his book.
然后终于有一天他读完了，有一天他就坐在树下呢来看他的笔记本。
As he started reading, he became more and more disappointed because then he realized that.When he first copied it down, his feelings are so different now than before.
然后他读着读着他就越读越失望，因为他就忽然发现呢，当他读这些他的笔记的时候呢，他现在的感受和他当时看完书所来记录这个笔记的时候心境就是大大不同。
And so he closed his book. He was discouraged and depressed, and he said, I will never find a book that understands me.
然后结果他就非常的失望，也很沮丧，他就合上了他的笔记本，他说，我永远也不会找到一本书真正的能够理解我。
Then all of a sudden, at that moment, his wife comes along in the baby carriage and gives him a Bible.
然后结果正好他就回家，就看见他的太太提就是小孩推着小孩的推车，回家就给了他一本圣经。
Some pastor or priest had given the wife probably a pocket Bible, just New Testament, no Old Testament.
然后就是大概可能是一个牧师或者是一个传道人，就给他的妻子一本小小的圣经，而且这个圣经呢只有新约，很小的那种，就是可以放在口袋里读的那种。
And so as this man started reading Jesus in the Gospels, he had a strange feeling that he was reading about Jesus, but Jesus was reading him.
然而当这个学者就是在读这本小小的册子的时候，就是他开始读四大福音里面就讲到耶稣，他在读这个书的时候，他就发现这个耶稣在跟他讲话。
And then in the end, he finally discovered the book that understands me.
那他就终于就发现了说，哦，他找到了这本理解他的书。
I hope as we begin this very special week of the year, you will appreciate that Jesus is not just a good person, he was sent by God for you personally.
我希望就是在这个圣周开始的时候，你能够真正的认识到耶稣他不仅是个好人，他是神为你差来的，来专门为你的。
The second thing we learned about who Jesus is.
然后我们就是对耶稣的第二个认识，到底他是谁是？
Is that Jesus was not just a good teacher, a great teacher. He was a king.
那就是说，耶稣他不仅只是一个伟大的教师，他是一个王。
If you remember in that famous passage, we repeat.But that passage says, "See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation."
那如果我们还记得，就是在旧约撒加利亚书九章九节说，看哪，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救。
So the idea of the Jewish Messiah is also that the Jewish Messiah would be a king as a son of David.
就是这个犹太人有关。的预言呢，就是说这位要来的他不仅是弥赛亚，他是一个王，他是大卫的子孙。
Now another reason why it's important to study Palm Sunday in this Holy Week is because people back then, the Jewish people had their own ideas of who the Messiah would be。
另外一个我们要就是学习宗礼主日的一个重要原因呢，是因为当时这个犹太人对这个弥赛亚到底是怎么样的呢，有他们的解释和认知。
And that's one of the reasons why Jesus wanted to keep his identity secret, because people thought back then the Messiah would be a Jewish king who would free the Jewish people from the oppression of the Romans. In other words, they had a military idea of who the Messiah would be.
那就是耶稣当时他想把他的身份成为一个秘密的另一个原因呢，就是当时的犹太人都认为这位弥赛亚呢是一位要把他们从罗马统治中解救出来的一个王。
In other words, they had their own misconception, incorrect ideas, and Jesus didn't want to feed into those incorrect ideas.
那就是说，因为当时这些人呢，对弥赛亚的身份呢有错误的认知，那耶稣就不想给他们这些错误的认知，给他们一些支持，真材实料。
Jesus wanted to present himself as king, but the true version, the true vision of God's king on earth.
所以就是耶稣基督想要在众人面前宣言，就是宣称他是王，但是呢又不是以这个人们认识的这个错误的形态，而是以他一个真实的应该的形态。
So Jesus wanted to present the people with God's vision. In other words, the Messiah is not a military king, but the Messiah would be number one, a divine king.
所以他想要让宣称的是说，不是人们认知中的这一个就是可以打仗的王，而是是一个圣洁的王。
So Jesus in riding into Jerusalem also took advantage of some other prophecies of the Old Testament.
那就是说，耶稣骑着驴驹子进入圣城呢，还有另外的这个旧约的支持。
There are some other prophecies in the Old Testament that one day, not just the Messiah, but God himself will come to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives and give victory to his people or cleanse the temple.
所以就是说因为这个旧约中呢就是有这样的预言，就是说那一天不仅就是弥赛亚要来，神自己也会从这个橄榄山上呢进入圣城。
Okay, alright, I forgot to, I didn't realize there was the next slide with both translations.
所以那个下一篇这个PowerPoint 呢就有中英文这个经文的对照，就是它的这个预言的出处。
So here's one of those Old Testament scriptures that speak of God himself coming to Jerusalem through the Mount of Olives.
这就是这个在旧约中这个预言，就是说有那一天神自己也要从橄榄山上来进入圣城。
Verse 3, then the Lord, when you see Lord in all capital letters, that is referring to like Jehovah.Is referring to God's personal and holy name. It's probably better in Chinese.
所以，因为当我们看到大写的 Lord 的时候，那就是说耶和华就是神他本身。
So, the Lord or Jehovah, on that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two.From east to west, forming a great valley with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south.
所以他是说，那时耶和华必出去与那些国征战，好像从前征战一样。那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西，成为极大的谷，山的一半向北挪移。
So Jesus is presenting him not only as presenting himself not only as the messianic king but the divine king, playing off of these ideas of divine imagery in the Old Testament.
所以呢，这个旧约中就对这个耶稣基督进入圣城不仅是一个弥赛亚的王，而且呢，还是这个圣就是属神的圣洁的王。
Going back to the story, the interesting incident where Jesus sends his disciples to find a donkey tied up.
所以就是我们在刚才新约中记载，就是说，耶稣就派他的门徒去找一个拴着的驴驹子。
Probably Jesus had prearranged this arrangement beforehand, and the signal was the word, "The Lord needs it."
所以这个也有可能耶稣提前就已经预备好了。那当时的这个就讲好的说要说的话就是主要用它。
Scholars believe that this is a double meaning because Jesus rarely refers to himself as the Lord. So the Lord needs it is probably referring to God, Jehovah.
所以这个学者就是认为哈，就是这句话可能有两重含义。那一重他就说主要用它呢，这个主本身也是在这里英文也是大写的，其实就是说是耶和华要用它。
So scholars believe Jesus had a double meaning when Jesus said the signal is the Lord needs it, God needs it, and he is God or divine.
所以就是说这一句话呢其实是有双重含义，就是说那个主耶和华要用他，那就是主，那他耶稣本人呢就是神，他要用他，所以他就是一个圣洁的，也是一个就是从天上而来的王。
And then later on in verse 17, as I said before, Jesus says, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. So Jesus is kind of saying the temple is his house, but the temple is also God's house.
那所以他就是接着就是在十七节说我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿，那他在这里也是说那我的殿也是耶和华的殿。
So Jesus was not only the son of David, Messiah, he was the son of God and king.
所以呢耶稣在这里就是有双重身份，就是说他不仅只是大卫的子孙，那他也是神，也是神，是神，属神的我，是神，也是弥赛亚。
This is actually one of the big ideas or themes in the entire Gospel of Mark.
所以这也是就是马可福音的这个主线。
If you look at Mark chapter 1 verse 1, the very first verse, Mark says, the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God.
所以如果我们反过来看的话，马可福音的第一章第一节呢，就说啊，谢谢。神的儿子耶稣基督的耶稣基督福音的起头，所以他这章来主线就是强调耶稣是神的儿子。
So these are the two things we learn about who Jesus is in this triumphal entry story.
所以在这个圣义进入圣城的这个故事中呢，我们学到的两点。
Jesus was not just a good person, he was sent by God for you.
耶稣他不只是一个好人，他是神为你派来的。
Jesus was not just a great teacher, he was a king indeed, the Son of God.
耶稣基督他不仅只是一个伟大的教师，他也是一个王，他是神的儿子。
But there's one last thought as we conclude.
那我们在结束的时候呢，还有最后的一个想法。
And that is, although Jesus is a king, he comes riding into Jerusalem on a donkey.
就是尽管呢，这个耶稣呢是个王，是神的儿子，但是呢，他却就是骑着一个驴驹子进入了圣城。
He comes in the symbolism of a peaceful king and ruler.
所以他是以一个很就是和平的君王这样的一个身份进入了圣城。
Other kings will come into Jerusalem maybe on a war horse or with chariots.
那其他的王进入圣城的时候，也许会骑着战马，或者骑坐在战车上。
Jesus wants to convey that he's not that kind of a king.
所以，耶稣想表明他不是那样的王。
He is a king of peace and humility and humbleness.
他是一个和平的王，他是一个温和、良善、谦卑的王。
Other kings they conquer by power and military might.
就其他的君王呢，是用这个军事、用强权来战胜。
But in this week, this last week, this Holy Week.Jesus conquers by sacrificing his life for you and I.
然而呢，耶稣就在下面的这一周来牺牲，用牺牲他的生命来 来就是征服我们。
This is why the gospel is often called the greatest story ever told.
所以这就是为什么就是说福音书被称为就是能够讲出来的故事中最伟大的。
Here is a king who conquers not by power or might, but by sacrificing his life for the world.
因为他讲的是这样一个君王的故事，他不是用强权和力量来征服这个世界，而是用他自己的牺牲来征服这个世界。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们来祷告结束。
Our dear Heavenly Father, what a wonderful story that we hear this week.
亲爱的天父，真是我们这个星期听到的这个故事是多么的啊，多么的美好。
That Jesus is no ordinary person.
耶稣不是一个一般的人。
That he came as a king.
他以王来到我们中间。
A king who conquers by sacrificing himself.
一位用牺牲自己的生命来征服世界的王。
As we begin this special week, Lord.
让我们在主啊，让我们在开始这一个圣周的时候。
We pray that just as he gave his life for us, that we might.Begin to sacrifice our lives for him.
主啊，就像你牺牲自己为了我们，让我们也能够牺牲自己来为了你。
We pray in the name of Jesus, the Son of David and the Son of God.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，这是大卫的子孙，也是神的子孙的名。
Amen.
Amen.